disappointed. And I think, to be honest with you, that probably sums up our season from March. I think to go 2-0 up against Preston, who, you know, no disrespect to them, but it looked to me at that point like the game was won. And we look as though we think the game is won, and we start thinking like we're on the beach, and we start passing the ball 3 yards, and we start putting each other into trouble, and we start making bad decisions, and we don't defend when we need to defend, and we don't stop crosses. So I'm frustrated. You know, look, yes, we're an honest bunch. Yes, we've worked hard to get to where we are, but I can't accept that. I can't accept that lack of desire to win the game. I can't accept that lack of desire to do the right things. And I've told them that. I've said, you know, if people play like that, then they won't be here next season playing in my team. It's as simple as that. So, you know, did well to get to 2-0. Looked very, very comfortable. But unfortunately, the game's a 95-minute game now, and you've got to be disciplined and you've got to be strong till the end of the game if you want to win games in a championship. And, you know, I'm very disappointed that we didn't do that, and we allowed two balls to come in our box far too easy, and they end up finishing off. So I'm frustrated, to say the least.
They're physically a very strong side, and that really showed in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, but, you know, any team will look physically strong if you look physically weak. So, and mentally weak as well. You know, we played against Burnley at the weekend, and you know, Burnley went 2-1 up against us, and they got it, and they stuck it into space, and they kept the shape, and they were resolute, and they were organised, and they were determined, and they were desperate to win the game. And that's the difference between winners and a team that just can't quite get to where we want to be. You know, in truth, in some ways, if you'd have said to me this morning, would you take a point? I'd have had a little think about it, just because our performances haven't been as good, and we've not picked up any points at all. But to go 2-0 up, and to look like we're very, very comfortable, and to lose and to draw the game, it feels like we've lost. To draw the game in the way we did, I'm incredibly disappointed. And you know, I think that was a weak last 20 minutes from our team, and I don't say that very often.
Yeah, the big man, 2 goals, looked like he took a fair battering tonight as well, but he ploughed on.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he ploughed on. He kept going. He worked incredibly hard. But again, we've got to play to his strengths. You know, the last ball Clayton wants when there's two big centre-halves up against him is a ball into his feet every time. You know, we play it into his feet. He gets clattered. So what do? We play into his feet again. And then he's on the halfway line and there's acres of space behind. And what do? We play it into his feet again. It's just stupidity at times. You know, stick into the space, let him run. That's what he's good at. You know, that's what Andre Gray's good at, and that's what he did against us. And you ask our two centre-halves whether they enjoyed doing that for the last 15 minutes when you're trying to chase a game. And it's just sometimes, it's just a lack of, I'd say, professionalism at times, and knowing what it takes to see games out. We started the season very, very well, and we won games by our resolute nature in the latter stages of games. Now we look a little bit like we want to do too much. You know, I've got Morrow at 2-0 up, dancing through the middle of the park. You know, I've got Cads playing like a right winger. You know, and ultimately, we've got to be more disciplined with that, and we've got to make sure that we win that game. And it doesn't matter how many times you play that game again. If you go 2-0 up, you have to win the game.
What was good, I suppose, for you was that Clayton's 2 goals were poacher's goals, which is what you've been lacking a little bit.
Yeah, they were, and he's looked like he's coming back into form, hasn't he? And that's why I kept Kyle off the starting lineup tonight. I was tempted to do that. I rested him on Saturday because of his groin, and I genuinely thought, you know what, I'll play him on Tuesday night. But I think we played so well Saturday, and we started pretty well also tonight. So really pleased with his 2 goals. Also really pleased with Diego. First half, I thought he was excellent. You know, particularly for the first 20 minutes, he was unplayable, and that's what we know he can do. And I think the frustrating bit for me about that is we've got to be clever then, because what the opposition do, they do something to stop it. So they block the space in the middle of the pitch. So now the space is somewhere else, and we've got to be good enough and clever enough to exploit that. And I didn't think we were at times tonight.
How difficult is it, the end of the season and the game, you know, with all due respect, promotion and playoffs were out the window. How difficult is it to get that? Because you've been getting 110% out of them. How difficult is it to keep getting that when players know it's over?
Well, I mean, there's two points to that, I think. I think one is, yes, it is difficult because, you know, yourself, you turn up at the start of a game, you can just feel like it's almost a game. You know, when you can hear the players shouting, yeah. And when you can, you know, because it's that type of time of the year, isn't it? You know, whatever way you look at it, it's that type of time of the year. But what I would say is, you know, we've got. Listen, we're not gonna go and have £30 million to spend in the summer. So we're gonna have to be stronger next year, one way or the other.
Physically or mentally?
Everything. We're gonna be smarter. We're gonna be stronger. We're gonna be fitter. We're gonna be quicker. You know, for us to play the same way with the same types of players and to improve on what we've done this season, we're going to have to be different and better. And my philosophy with that is, you know, as a player, you've got to stretch yourself to be better. And if you're just happy with what you got, and if you're happy with being a mid-table team, I said to them, listen, you know, if you've got that badge on your shirt, you look down at it, and if you can tell me you're happy with mid-table, then you won't play again. That's as simple as that, because you've got to do more. You've got to have more desire than that. So yes, it's the end of the season. Yes, I'm frustrated because we've chucked away a 2-goal lead. And yes, I'm going to probably react a little bit stronger than I have done before. But you've got to, if that becomes a norm, then all of a sudden, we ain't going to hold on to games and we are going to lose games. And then suddenly we will become a lower half team. And then I tell you what, this isn't an easy place to play football if that becomes the case. So we've got to be better than that.
So basically, finally, you've laid down a real challenge to them tonight that you've told them it's unacceptable. It's now up to them.
I've gone pretty tough on them in the dressing room afterwards. And, you know, short of me saying that was spineless last 20 minutes, I think that was a very, very disappointing end to the game. And I think one or two have got to look and say how desperate are they to do the right things week in, week out. And if they're not sure, then I certainly won't be sure. And we know we've got to improve next year, and we know we've got to bring players in. But that's it, Tom. Listen, I'm the manager. I want to win every game. I want to kick every ball. I want to do everything properly. And unfortunately, you know, I demand that the players are going to have to do that as well.
By the way, how's Mikael Kieftenbeld?
Yeah. They thought he'd fractured his eye socket at first. Wasn't sure whether Garner just caught him. Whether it's intentional or not, I don't know. I'd have to have a little look. But I think he might be okay, but his eye is virtually closed. So I think the doc said he might have fractured his eye socket, so we'll have to wait and see.